In Afghanistan, a fierce battle between government forces and Taliban insurgents continues. The Afghan Minister of Defense estimates that roughly 200 Taliban fighters have been killed since Friday when the Taliban launched a major assault against the city of Ghazni, the capital of the Ghazni province in southeastern Afghanistan. Dozens have also died on the Afghan side. It's another development in the Taliban's ongoing effort to wrestle control from the Afghan government. 60% of Afghan districts are currently under government control, leaving 30% contested and 10% firmly under the control of the Taliban. Michael Semple is a leading expert on the Taliban, and he's a professor at Queen's University in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
So, Michael, give us a sense what's motivating the Taliban with these specific attacks in the country.
This is a major show of strength put on by the Taliban. They know that they cannot take and hold an Afghan city like Ghazni, but they've demonstrated they can fight their way in there and that they can target any person, and particularly any member of the security forces located there, even if they know that they have to withdraw a few days later.
Why are they taking this approach? I know you've been in touch with members of the Taliban. What can you tell us about their strategy here?
They're trying to win a war. One of the ways in which they feel that they can win the war is by intimidating anybody who stands up to them. They're trying to crush resistance. In moving into Ghazni, clearly they want to show members of the security forces and people who cooperate with the government that they're not safe anywhere. So that's their short-term objective, is to go after members of the security force. Longer term, they are trying to wait out the Americans. They believe that if it's a straight fight between them and the Afghan government, they expect that they will be able to win. At the moment, the Afghan government is being supported by the US. They're basically trying to say, we will wait them out. We will overthrow the government as the Americans leave.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, the Taliban is trying to win a war, but there have been reports that are saying that the AP, for example, said the Taliban claims to have met with the top U.S. diplomat. The U.S. is saying they haven't confirmed that meeting. Are there any hopes of peace talks with the Afghan government or with the United States?
Quite some time ago, both the United States and the Afghan government reached the conclusion that there is no military solution to this conflict. They have therefore, in their own ways and often in partnership, have been trying to set off peace talks. I believe that some form of talks have been taking place, but they've really been very preliminary. And the US attempt in that is to try to persuade the Taliban to move towards negotiations with the Afghan government. This is where we have the issue. The Taliban movement have said that they are prepared to talk with the US. They claim that they are fighting against the US. They want to talk with them. They do not recognize the Afghan government. The trouble is that the Taliban leadership has not yet reached the conclusion that there is no military solution. They are still banking on a military solution. Therefore, they have held out from participation, in a sense, in sincere peace talks with the Afghan government. So if we take the example of the military operation over the past few days, of course, Taliban strategists, you know, they came up with this rationale, which I just gave to you. But if you look at what's happened over the past few days, the reality is that the center of Ghazni has been burnt to the ground. That has been a loss of millions of dollars, destroyed the livelihoods of thousands of Afghans. And again, you know, and what's there to gain from it? Okay, it may have looked good as far as a military tactic, but the reality is destroyed lives, and it does not actually bring them towards any kind of victory or a resolution of the conflict. So, of course, a negotiated settlement will be the way. But so far, the US has not managed to come up with any persuasive arguments for the Taliban. Ultimately, it is right-thinking members of the Taliban movement themselves persuading their leaders, and also members of the population who the Taliban are courting. They're the ones who are going to have to turn the leadership around and persuade them to enter a negotiated settlement.
Michael Semple is a professor at Queen's University in Belfast, Ireland. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.